We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Live from New York is CBS Senior Business Analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money, always a great resource. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, sir. You know, I just don't want to talk about Cyber Monday. Do you guys? I mean, everyone's online already.
Yeah, wasn't Cyber Monday really like Cyber Thursday night and Friday all day?
Or wasn't it October 17th, whenever it was Amazon Prime Days? It seems to me that we've got these names. It's like a Hallmark holiday. Now it's just a retail holiday. It's made up. Doesn't matter anymore.
Well, you bring up a good point.
Amazon Day is my favorite day of the year.
It's not what it used to be.
We used to go to Grandma's house and have that big dinner.
It's awesome.
But tomorrow is a significant opportunity. Many charities have suffered because they just haven't had the support that they're used to. They couldn't hold, in many cases, their annual fundraising events that were their biggest fundraisers of the year. So this is an important opportunity for people to help.
Yeah, this is one of those made-up things that I love. It's called Giving Tuesday. A guy from New York, Henry Timms, at the 92nd Street Y in New York City, actually, and his team created this holiday, and they said, let's figure out a way to combat consumerism. Let's try to get people to give. And as you said, obviously, in light of what we're going through as a country with coronavirus and this pandemic, we really do need people to sit up and say, if I have the means, how can I help? And what's been interesting is actually the CARES Act that was enacted, you know, back in the spring, really made charitable giving easier. In fact, even if you do not itemize your deductions, you can get a tax benefit for giving. You can claim up to $300 for cash contributions. So that was something you couldn't do in the past, only if you were an itemizer. And that was just, you know, maybe about 10% of the population. So this year, even if you just want to do good for $300 in cash, you will actually also get a tax benefit from doing that.
Oh,
that's important because a lot of people give cash. So you might give $20 to the kettle out in front of the place. You might give $50 to this group or that group, and you're not really keeping track of it. So it makes sense.
Yeah, and what's really neat about giving this money is that there are so many places that, as you said, need help. I'm really particularly focused on the food banks in the country, which are really under pressure. And it used to be that we would just drop off cans and do things like that. They don't need that. They need money because oftentimes the food banks are going directly to producers and buying food. And we found out from givingusa.org that more than 50 million Americans may experience food insecurity in 2020. So you can go to feedingamerica.org to find the food bank in your area, whatever's closest to you. And you can drop a $300 check and put it on a credit card, and you'll also get a tax deduction for doing it.
And for us, the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, in the midst of the good feeling people get from giving to their neighbors, there is a scam warning people don't want to be taken advantage of for their good-heartedness.
Yeah, this is such a bummer, but it always happens every year. This year, more than ever, the IRS put out a warning in the spring and said, hey, wait a second. There's a scam going out, which has been basically a text scam to your mobile phone, where the scammer basically says, hey, give us all your bank information because you are going to receive that $1,200 stimulus payment. Well, just remember, the IRS does not send unsolicited texts, nor do they send emails. They don't call people threatening jail or lawsuits. They do not demand tax payments on gift cards. All of these scams are just ways to get your information and use it to actually get more from you or sell your name. So one of the things that's interesting is a lot of these scammers are using things that sound like a legitimate charity. So if you're unfamiliar with the organization, you ask whoever, send me the employer identification number, and then you can just go to the IRS.gov website and find out if it's legitimate.
That's good. Yeah, that's real good. Yeah, and definitely the IRS gets a hold of you. And when they do, when they want to get a hold of you, they will, and you will know that it's them.
Yes, unfortunately.
Kevin knows.
One last thing on the website. I do have a bunch of information about how do you make sure, this is just old school giving, how do you make sure that most of your donation is going towards the charity's cause versus the marketing. There are a lot of really good resources. The Better Business Bureau has the Wise Giving Alliance, Charity Watch, GuideStar, Charity Navigator, GiveWell. They all are really helpful resources. Want to try to keep about 75% of the money you give going directly to programs and services. Otherwise, you might be just paying for some executive director's fat salary.
Great information, Jill. We'll talk again next week.
Take care.
JillOnMoney.com, always a great resource.
Thank you, Jill. And also, Larry, one thing about, you know, giving money rather than giving food to the food banks, as Jill mentioned. The food banks are so efficient and can really stretch that dollar. So you could actually, by giving a dollar instead of a couple of cans of food, you're actually giving them more because they can really stretch that with their contacts that they have.
And they do a terrific job. And tomorrow we'll highlight some charities of there are many on Giving Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.